6. Dwayne Hoover sat in the used Plymouth Fury in his own vacant lot for an hour, listening to West Virginia. He was told about health insurance for pennies a day, about how to get better performance from his car. He was told what to do about constipation. He was offered a Bible, which had everything that God or Jesus had actually said out loud, printed in red capital letters. He was offered a plant which would attract and eat disease-carrying insects in his home. All this was stored away in Dwayne's memory, in case he should need it later on. He had all kinds of stuff in there. While Dwayne sat there so alone, the oldest inhabitant of Midland City was dying in the county hospital at the foot of Fairchild Boulevard, which was 9 miles away. She was Mary Young. She was 108 years old. She was black. Mary Young's parents had been human slaves in Kentucky. There was a tiny connection between Mary Young and Dwayne Hoover. She did the laundry for Dwayne's family for a few months back when Dwayne was a little boy. She told Bible stories and stories about slavery to little Dwayne. She told him about a public hanging of a white man she had seen in Cincinnati when she was a little girl. A black intern at the county hospital now watched Mary Young die of pneumonia. The intern did not know her. She had been in Midland City for only a week. He wasn't even a fellow American, although he had taken his medical degree at Harvard. He was an Indaro. He was a Nigerian. His name was Cyprian Ukwende. He felt no kinship with Mary or with any American blacks. He felt kinship only with Indaros. As she died, Mary was as alone on the planet as were Dwayne Hoover or Kilgore Trout. She had never reproduced. There were no friends or relatives to watch her die. So she spoke her very last words on the planet to Cyprian Ukwende. She did not have enough breath left to make her vocal cords buzz. She could only move her lips noiselessly.